We are live at Do Good Day at Ferg's on Saturday the 29th, and with me right now is Jill from Squirrely AF Rescue. Welcome, Jill.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. What a great event.
Tell us a little bit about your animal rescue organization.
Well, I started out about 8 years ago just specializing in squirrels, and in the last 3 years or so, I expanded and started doing opossums, raccoons, and ducks. I basically take in any displaced wildlife or hurt ones from either car accidents, poisonings, dog attacks, just about anything, nurse them back to health, and get them back out into the wild. And if it's baby squirrels, 9 out of 10 times it's from tree trimmers cutting down nests or storms coming through, and same thing, I get them rehabbed and raised and back out into the wild.
Tell us a little bit about, for our listeners, what they should do if they find baby squirrels and some tips for living happily with your squirrels.
Well, first of all, everybody thinks it's bad to feed them. It's okay to feed them. Just feed them farther away from your house, I recommend, because if you do stop feeding them, they get very upset and want to come knocking on your door, tearing into your screens. Just any bird seeds, corn, stuff like that. As far as when you find a baby squirrel, the best thing to do is put it back out by the tree that you found it from, and you look up on YouTube, baby squirrel cries, and you play it through either a Bluetooth speaker or your phone, and mom will come back and grab her babies. She makes a bunch of backup nests for this situation exactly. Even if it's a storm, you can bring the babies in the house. It is okay to touch them. Mom will still take them back days later. If you play that baby squirrel cries for at least an hour and mom does not come back, then you want to reach out and find a rehabber.
So tell us a little bit about how people can find out more about you on your website.
Yes, I'm at squirrelyaf.org. I do not have Facebook anymore, but you can find me on TikTok, Patreon, and then my website, which will list ways to donate from Venmo, Cash App, sending checks, lists of wish list items from everywhere from Chewy to Amazon, Walmart, everywhere. We're constantly looking for donations for food, supplies, everything. I've got about 60 animals right now by myself, and it's all 100% run on donations.
So if you're nuts about squirrels, you really want to check out Squirrely AF. Jill, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
We're at Ferg's for Do Good Day, and I am here with Protecting Paws for Life. I am going to be talking to Andrea Gibbon, the founder and president. Welcome, Andrea.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the mission of your nonprofit.
Sure. Protecting Paws for Life, we work with domestic violence shelters across the state of Florida to help them become pet friendly so that domestic violence survivors can leave with their pets. They have a safe place to go with their pets. We want to decrease the number of pets that are left behind abusive situations.
Tell us how people can help you with donations and the kinds of supplies and things you need.
Absolutely. Financial donations are always welcome, but we do all pet supplies for all of the domestic violence shelters that are taking pets. So everything from food and dog bowls to dog beds, cat scratching posts, litter, everything you can possibly imagine that you would need to supply for pets, we will take. And if you go to our website, protectingpawsforlife.org, our list of supplies and how you can donate is listed right there.
How did you get to this journey and this chapter?
I've been involved with rescue and shelter work for over 25 years now. And wanted to figure out a different way to help. We know how important that bond is, especially if you're going through trauma. You don't want to lose or leave your pet behind if you have to leave a traumatic situation. And so for us, it's just really important that the human and the pet can stay together.
Well, folks, it is an amazing day here. The weather is gorgeous. The music is here. Radio St. Pete is here. And we have been talking with Protecting Paws for Life. You can volunteer. You can make a financial donation. What's your final call to action, Andrea?
We want to see pets be able to leave with their humans. We want to reduce the number of pets that are left behind in abusive situations or surrender to our shelters that cannot take the amount of pets that they have right now.
Tune in for some more incredible interviews with those good deed doers today at Do Good Day. Hello, friends. It's the Sassy Scribe, and I am here today at Do Good Day. And it is an amazing day. I am stopping at 35 booths to share with you what's going on and how you can make a difference. There's a pet guardianship program. There are so many things that go on. Friends of Strays Animal Shelter, you can get involved by donating, volunteering, and fostering. It's a 501(c). And I'm going to be talking right now with one of their volunteers. Welcome.
Hey, welcome. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Friends of Strays.
Friends of Strays is the oldest no-kill shelter located here in St. Pete. It was founded in 1978. Let me take care of that real quick. There you go.
We're actually giving out stickers today, and the kids are coming by for the stamps. Okay, so, yes.
Sorry about that. yeah, so we are the oldest no-kill shelter here in St. Pete. It was founded in 1978. We take care, of course, both kitties and doggies. We actually get all of our animals from the state of Florida. We usually get them from other shelters that are kill shelters, and they're on the block ready to be euthanized, and so we will actually take them into both of our shelters.
You know, this is an amazing booth. We call it the Forever Family, about making a difference. And, you know, in addition to the pet adoption, they focus on life-saving programs, promoting and pet retention, community empowerment, and most importantly, human pet education. You've got some fun events coming up.
Yes, we are going to be doing a fundraising event on June 14th, and that will be a casino night playing with the big dogs, and that will be at the Boca Ciega Ballroom in St. Pete Beach. And then also we are going to be doing a free dog vaccination microchip clinic at the Lelman Exchange, and that is on April 26th. And that, of course, is for people in need of having their pet taken care of, but they are unable to do that.
You know, there's so much going on at post-hurricane still, and I know that Friends of Stray was impacted by this, and you guys have come back. Tell us a little bit about what's going on post-hurricanes with our animals and why you need to think about fostering or adopting.
Well, you should always foster or adopt instead of shopping. yes, there were many animals that were displaced, and we actually took several of them in. And luckily, the majority of them have been adopted out already. In fact, most animals, it's unusual if they stay around at either of our shelters for more than a week.
So, friends, we're at Ferg's Sports Bar, and we're with the Forever Family, Friends of Strays, and tune in. We're going to be talking to more incredible nonprofits.